Fierce Femme Media.
We'll just start and see what happens.
And then just whatever else is happening.
Did we get any questions?
We can talk about my online dating adventures.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Whatever.
We can be, we're always super prepared for these. And
we really are.
I think that that comes through in our.
I mean,
yeah. Obviously.
Obviously. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Wind Down. I am Jackie D, the literary lesbian.
I am Stacy, the political princess.
And I am Erin, the geeky gal pal.
Hey-o.
Geeky gal pal.
Oh, Erin and her mimes.
So funny still. It's still so funny.
I don't
so
know.
So funny. No, is it's it? Like, it's legitimately funny. Like, like legitimately.
Yeah, legitimately.
And it probably will continue to be for, like, I don't know, ever.
Like, forever.
Yeah.
My guess is forever.
Yeah.
Well,
or like, and I cannot stress this enough, ever.
Yeah.
I am actually drinking.
You guys.
You say that, but I don't believe you.
I don't. I mean, no. It doesn't come across as menacing when I'm laughing the whole time.
No. You keep coming on here. So.
I know. You're my only friends.
I'm drinking mum champagne tonight.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, I bought that six pack and, like, you know, went in Rome.
Right.
Which I'm not. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. No one else is drinking champagne here, but.
I have a little bottle of Yes Way Rosé Bubbles in my fridge that I almost drank tonight.
Bublé.
Michael Bublé. But instead, I am having, because Erin had it once and then I saw it and needed to try it, I'm having the Bloom Cucumber Blackberry Wine Spritzer. Very good. The other one I got was some kind of grapefruit. I didn't like it one bit. And I was like, oh, I have very low expectations for this. But this blueberry cucumber one is refreshing.
The blueberry cucumber was my favorite. Yeah, I bought a couple really extras. Yeah.
That's Erin, good. What new adjectives have you come up to describe vodka?
Boom. I'm drinking wine.
She has ice in her glass.
I do.
Just want everyone to know.
I do. I can't not drink it without ice. I'm sorry. But yeah, I have ice and it is, and I have my holiday cup. It's delicious. It's Sauvignon Blanc, Oyster Bay. It's delicious. I'm very happy with my choice. I was drinking Corona Light, but I switched.
You are a classy bitch, is all I'm saying.
I mean, I try to keep it at a certain level.
I classy always fail. Bitch. all right. So, I mean, I know that we officially called the election on here, which clearly all the other news agencies followed closely behind.
Yes.
Well, yeah, they were waiting for us to call it
right.
First.
Yeah,
nobody Wolf wants
Pulitzer
to be the
is
first.
One of our biggest fans.
So Joe Biden,
God,
Kamala Harris.
Cuomo
are, oh God, let's not go back down the Cuomo hole. I'd like to go down the Cuomo hole. Huh?
Hey, she'd like to go down her hole.
Hey-o. I am also a Cuomo sexual, just like Gene.
Yeah, but you're all—I mean, you're also straight, so.
Oh yeah.
You don't even have That'll to preface it with like.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you can just be like, he's hot.
Oh yeah, he's hot. Yeah. You know what? Him and Jake Tapper, John King.
You'd let him tap it?
Anderson, I would let Jake Tapper tap it for sure.
This just got into an uncomfortable area.
Well, we watched a lot of CNN.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
a lot. To where I was like, oh, John King, look at his magical map on the wall. Like, oh, John King's so funny. Like, it was... It was
his,
a moment.
His very demanding chin. It's like,
he does
I
have
a
he
chin.
He has like a Buzz Lightyear chin.
Yeah, it is definitely
like
a
very
chin.
Forward.
Yes.
Sweet, sweet Don Lemon.
Oh.
Anderson Cooper, just all of them.
Talk about my boy Van.
Big ups. Oh, Van. Big ups to my CNN boyfriends.
Is it? I never saw it heading here. Like when we started this conversation tonight.
Well,
this
wasn't it's my... been a day full of unexpected happenings. So...
That's true. That's not our story to tell. I wish it was, but it is not. is not our story to tell.
No, I know.
No, next time. Next time.
So does anyone feel any different since they were officially named president-elect and vice president-elect?
Yes. Yeah. I do.
Sure. I mean, I don't know who I'm talking to here. Elaborate on that.
Me. Aaron.
Go, Aaron.
Why do you feel different? Are you speaking for Aaron? I think you should preface like your character.
Do you? She's so lost. Do you even remember saying that?
Which part?
I don't even remember if it was on the podcast or if it was afterwards when you were kind of drunk and you were like, this is Aaron talking, not the geeky gal.
Oh, I don't remember that. I didn't say that.
Oh, you juber.
No, such a juber.
Wouldn't it be a jober? I'm just saying.
God.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a meme out of you.
I'm going to not laugh
what?
At that.
Well, yes,
I'm
you will.
Laugh at it.
Yeah, you
You're
will.
So cool as shit.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Yes, I feel 100%, not 100, but about 95% different.
Like, I'm glad you clarified that. That was...
Well, I know, but there's still like 5% of me that's like, eh. But like, it was the biggest load off. Like, I can't, when I saw it come across CNN, I was like, I started crying, like everything. It was just amazing. Like, in my mind, it was one of the happiest days of my life, which is sad that my life has been reduced to this, but it was...
It makes sense.
I'd say it's like the happiest days in, like, the last few years, for sure.
Yeah. It was big. It was just, like, I don't know, like, everything about it, everything. Just, like, yeah. The feeling of, like, seeing people dancing in the streets and... Just the love, and there was nothing bad happening. It was just the celebration of a horrible person being basically tossed out of the White House, and the election, you know, putting a black woman in as the VP, and so many things that just happened that made me go, this is why I'm happy to be an American. Like, mm-hmm. I think, Stacey, you had said that, like, you're proud to be an American again. Like,
yeah.
It literally felt that way. Like, I was like, I'm not embarrassed any longer.
It was just so like, oh, it just felt so good. And like, honestly, it felt so good to just not be on pins and needles so much anymore. Yeah. Like, when I saw that it was like official, yeah, same thing. I cried. And then we watched like the, you know, we were Skyping, the three of us, and watching the speeches that night and the fireworks. And then I went to Jackie's. We had a little champagne in our
wife made fudge
stable social bubble. And it felt so good. And I went to sleep that night, not feeling like I had to like wake up and check CNN immediately or wake up or do whatever. And everything that's happened since then, I just love that Biden's like, just ignoring all of Trump's bullshit and his stupid lawsuits. And he's just moving forward with naming his transition team and doing all the things that you should do. And it's so nice to have like a president.
Yeah. And hear the terms coronavirus task force and know that it's not just a joke.
Yeah.
Like it's like a real thing.
It's not headed up by his son-in-law.
Yeah, right. It's like legit scientists and doctors.
Dr. Jared.
Oh God, right?
Like,
well, Jerry. let's talk about Jared? How well the Republicans have accepted this loss.
A handful of them have acknowledged it.
That's right.
have acknowledged that. George W. Bush has congratulated Joe Biden.
The McCains.
Romney
did. Yeah. Susan
Cindy
Collins
McCain.
Did.
Cindy McCain is on the transition team, which mm-hmm. I think is awesome.
Susan Collins accepted it. She came and wasn't even like waiting for 3 days. So did Lisa Murkowski from mm-hmm. Alaska.
Yeah.
But
coffee.
I think we've covered all of them. Yeah.
Are there more Republicans than just the ones we've named?
Well, in
that happened.
Well, the rest are Trumpers.
Also, there was also some that were have since come out, like Lindsey Graham is a notable one who has now said that, you know, hey, this is happening kind of thing. But more than that, I mean,
hey.
Very Lindsey Graham.
Lady G.
But there's been a mass exodus from Facebook and Twitter of the conservative right to a social media site called Parler.
Yeah, it's like Facebook, but for racists.
Yeah, it's Nazi Facebook. Yeah.
Oh. Exciting.
So for those that are lucky enough to not be familiar with Parler, Parler was set up under the false pretense that this was a space that they're not going to fact check you. You know how your super racist uncle posts things and like immediately a fact check comes up and is like, this article is not true. Don't read it.
Keep or scrolling. Like your super racist president.
Yeah. Right. Oh, right. Too. So
has a tweet storm and Twitter has to block all of them out and flag them.
They should
have
been doing that for years. I mean, I'm appreciative they're doing it now. Blah, blah, blah,
right.
But
right.
Like, this wouldn't that have been great if it had been going on for like 4 years?
So good.
But so they created Parler as a space that reality doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they can just be themselves, let and their Nazi flags fly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, say shit that's not true and drum up a lot of violence and like vitriol and, just anger because no one's going on there and correcting them. Mm-hmm. So
not scary at all. That's not scary at all.
Right. But if you've noticed that Facebook and Twitter have been slightly more quiet since the election, and I mean like slightly, it's because all of the wackadoodles are over on Parler now spewing their hate like a bunch of-
Part of me wants to make like a fake one just
I was
to
going with a cum
it.
Joke. I was going with a cum
oh,
joke.
Oh, I'm
and,
so sorry.
No, you know what? It's a missed opportunity now.
No. Go back. I'd love to hear your- I'd love
go back.
To hear your giz
we
joke.
All want to hear your giz joke.
Listen, it is a rare opportunity that a lesbian can make a giz joke. So
go back, you know,
Nope, last moment.
No, I want to hear it.
Uh-oh. Let's turn back time. Come on,
Cher. If I could turn back time.
Oh.
You're welcome.
So, what were you going to say, Stace?
I don't remember. Because now I just
because now you're thinking about jizz.
Just joke, yeah.
Well, maybe later. Maybe later.
I don't remember what I was
saying. So that's where a lot of them are hiding now.
Oh.
Go ahead.
I was saying I want to make a fake one because I'm so curious what's happening over there. So I kind of want like
a lot of nonsense, I'm sure.
Well, yeah. Probably, but someone I know is very, 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 very Christian mother has been posting all over Facebook about how she's moving over there. And I just can't help but think like, you're going to be shocked by the shit you see over there. It's not just going to be your like, oh, Trump's the greatest and blah, blah, blah. Like, you're going to see some real disgusting shit, I have a feeling. So
I just, like, it's...
Me.
Right? Like, it reminds me of, like, this. I don't want to make light of this because I think that there are some people that say it that are, really definitely need help. So, like, when a person says, like, I'm going to commit suicide, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, 9 times out of 10, that person really just needs the attention that so this whole like, I'm leaving Facebook to go here. Like, who gives a fuck? Leave.
It's not an airport. You don't have to announce your departure.
Right? Hey, bye, get them. Right? Like, bye. Like, no one gives a fuck. Like, it's just so
I
ridiculous.
Know. It's great. I got to say, I don't have to snooze you every 30 days.
Right?
It's like, great.
Right. You know what else? It's so funny to me because like, well, not funny. This isn't funny. It's actually very shocking. It's, you know, the whole idea that that Christians and white women and white men are so, you know, just godly and wonderful people. And it's just become this whole idea that these evangelical Christians are just so filled with hate. And it's just shocking to see how it's all unfolded into this, you know. And I watched, I know TikTok, whatever, but like I watched.
I love TikTok.
Well, so do I. I mean, really, I do too. And like, there was this TikTok of this white woman that's like, you know, was answering questions and she was just like, you know, I ended up blocking this chick for asking me this question. But, you know, the idea that why as a white woman am I not standing up for other white women? And she was basically like, because I'm standing up against white women because they're literally the most dangerous people in America right now. And it's, you know, they've been weaponized by their evangelical Christian husbands mm-hmm. to be these horrible human beings that, you know, they're part of the problem at this point in time. And people that don't like understand that or get that are part of the problem.
It's actually, yeah. So weaponizing religion is not a new thing. It has been going on since the beginning of time. I mean, look at the Crusades. Look at what we did to Native Americans in the name of Christianity. Look at, we've conquered, I say we as like humanity, have conquered entire continents based on the spread of Christianity. Look what we did to the fucking pagans. All y'all who are getting ready to celebrate Christmas, it's not Jesus's birthday. It's such
it's our yearly
rant.
Jackie rants about Christmas.
Listen, I love Christmas. I do. You know what? We'll save it for a different podcast. But it's
because we like Santa.
I do like Santa.
We like Santa Christmas.
And I like the holiday spirit. I think.
I'm just saying we like Santa Christmas, not the like Christmas.
Put the Christ back in Christmas.
I know somebody who's, you know, started a small business making like pieces of wood that say things that you put on your porch, and she just started making ones where it's like a different font, so it says Christmas. I'm like,
that's fun.
But then with like a nativity and then like a white woman Disney font.
She's a white woman. She's a white straight woman for sure.
Whose husband forced her to vote for Trump, probably. Yes.
I also think so. I'm grossly guilty of this by saying like husbands force their wives into that, and I think we're letting a lot of white women off the hook with that.
We are. Agreed. Yes. You're in charge at some point. You can't claim ignorance when you know better.
Well, especially because I know women who vote differently than their husbands because it's their vote, and you know what they. We can blame their husbands all we want, but the truth is when they go in that voting booth, their husband's not standing next to them. They make that decision. And I think we are not great about holding them responsible because we're such proponents of feminism and believing that women have equal rights to their husbands. So we think, well, if you're voting against your own self-interest, it must be because of a male in your life. And I think that it's true in a sense that they're protecting the patriarchy because it gives them privilege. I think that's true. Mm-hmm. But I mean, at a certain point, it's not their husband's fault. Like they need to be held responsible. Agreed. They just do.
Right.
Cause it's fucking gross, y'all. It's gross.
It really is. I've never understood that mentality. And I think partly because my mom, the way she raised me was definitely very, she raised me. I was not raised by my dad. So like I saw her as a strong woman, you know, that didn't take shit from men, you know, and that was good to see, very good to see. And whether or not I know what she would have voted for on November 3rd, I don't know. I don't know if she would have voted for Trump. I honestly have no idea. She hated Hillary. So I know she would have voted against her in 2016, but you know, I don't really know. So it's like that whole idea that women have this like sick just like it's almost like that whole battered woman. You may not be battered, you know, physically, but mentally, if you don't think that you have your own like ability to think, like I feel like you are being battered mentally, and it's sickening to see, and it's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the whole discussion about now's time to reach across the aisle and talk to the Trump supporters and try to smooth over the road so we can go forward?
I think that's bullshit because there's some things that are just non-negotiable, and it's racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, like all of those things.
All of the phobias.
All of the phobias. Okay,
but like maybe arachnophobia I can make like
an that answer. Can stay. We know my history with spiders.
Fuck the spiders.
Can we all agree on that?
Because that spider didn't give a shit about me when it bit me and I had to go to the hospital. So
bipartisanship over spider
I
hatred.
Hold a grudge. Yes. I can forgive, but not forget. So I just think that that's bullshit. Do I think that we need to be back to some issues are bipartisan and we need to be able to work with Republicans? Yeah, but those people need to vehemently come out against Trump. Like, they need to acknowledge Joe Biden as the president-elect.
Not just Trump, Trumpism.
Well, yes, Trumpism, exactly. Yes, it's that whole thing now. That whole thing, like, they need to, and to me, that's the difference between, you know, Cindy McCain and Mitch McConnell. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's the difference. That's a Republican who is putting country before party, and right. that I can respect.
Right.
Yeah,
and I totally think
so. All this, like, all these Trump supporters now that are like, now's the time to work together. Like, fuck you. It's just because you lost. You don't want to work together. As long as we what? Don't let gay people get married and no one can have an abortion and then everybody can get along. Like,
yeah, no. Yeah. I just feel like, too, the idea that, like, we should be able to think about what has happened with. Like, think about, like, where a Trump supporter is coming from and why they would decide to vote for a maniacal piece of shit. I don't really want to get into their shoes and understand that mindset mm-hmm. because I feel like it's a lot to do with, I don't even know. Like, I don't even understand why someone would ever want to vote.
Because it's not about Republican, Democrat. It's right. not about that. It's about, are you a piece of shit or not? Because
yeah.
look at, for example, Joe Biden and John McCain. Such good friends that Joe Biden wrote his, like, delivered the eulogy at his funeral. Look at Scalia and RBG. They had very different ideas. And none of those four people were human pieces of shit like Trump is. So it's just different. I don't know right. that you can be and I'll probably catch heat for this, except no, I won't, because no one who is a Trump supporter is listening to this. I don't know how you can support him and be a good person. I don't know how you reconcile those two things.
Yeah. You know, I got into, like, this huge fight with some of, like, my friends.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
Well, this is why you guys are my only friends
now. We've never fought.
Because right. I'm no longer friends with those
people.
Oh my
God, are we fighting?
No. We're fajiting.
Is it because you have a gift?
Can I send you a funny meme?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only way you can make up with me. God damn it. God damn it. Oh gosh, I love you guys so much. But so I have this chick, I'm not gonna name her. I don't think she listens, and if she is, hi. But she got very
aggressive. Hi.
But she got very upset because I hate Trump. And it's very yeah. obvious that I hate him. And she was just like, I just don't understand why you're so filled with hate. It makes me sad that you're so filled with hate for him. And I'm like, you as a straight white woman will never fully understand it, but you can at least just leave it alone. Just don't try to understand it, but just don't make me feel bad because I want to dislike someone who literally has nothing good has done nothing good for women, has done nothing good for gay people, look at what he's done for transgendered. Look at what he's trying to do, taking away women's rights. Like, it's not just abortion. There's numerous other issues, you know? So I'm going back and forth with her about this. And I'm just like, I just don't understand, like, how you can sit there from your tiny little space in Indiana, talk to me about how you don't understand this. Like, how can you not understand this? And it just absolutely infuriated me to the point where I was like, I don't know if I can do this. But I was just like, I seriously.
It made it look like Erin had nipple cookies, just like for she just held up
cookie nipples.
Look at Gail. She's like, what the fuck, Erin? But I seriously got so upset. I was like, almost like hyperventilating. I was so just enraged by this conversation with her. And it was this whole idea that I don't have to sit there and justify why I can't stand Hitler. Right. Like, and in my mind, Trump is very similar to everything Hitler did to Germany. You know what I mean? Like, It is absolutely insane, and it's great that he is being voted out, but it is scary at the same time, because if people don't understand the reality behind Trumpism and behind who these people have done, they've pushed this guy to be their leader, to be, and they're going to follow him to the fucking ends of the earth. That's scary. And it's not just, I hate Trump. I hate everything he stands for. I hate everything that his supporters stand for. And even if you, I just voted him for because of the economy. Well, if that is really the only thing you care about, if you only care about yourself.
Over then, like basic human rights.
Yeah. Like then that to me is the very like, it's like the very vein of like what Trumpism is I only care about myself. And mm-hmm. It sickens me. It really does. It really sickens
me. Well, and it's also just factually inaccurate. Like our biggest growths as a country in the economy have always been under Democratic presidents. Mm-hmm. So when people say that, it's an excuse that holds no validity to me because it's just not true.
Yeah. Right. It's like saying like, yeah, he brought in X amount of jobs. Right. But you have to also include like, how many jobs did you lose? You don't get to be a company that only looks at net sales. Right. And then it's like, we're doing great. Like, well, no, you're hemorrhaging money other places. So it you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. Well, and it's also, again, and we've talked about this at length on this podcast. It's also just, it's a zero sum viewpoint of something, and it's not addressing the major issues. Like, I know it's great that Amazon pays their minimum wage workers $15 an hour, but Jeff Bezos makes $1 million like every 10 seconds. Right. So the people who talk about the economy are forgetting history of this country. When they talk about wanting to make it great again, when they talk about wanting to have a robust middle class, the last time that was actually in effect was during Eisenhower, when the income tax rate for people making over $5 million, and that was without inflation, it would be different now, was 90%. Like you talk about wanting to go back to a time where one parent can stay home and raise children. I don't fault you for wanting to do those things, but you need to look at the economic policies that were in place when those things were happening, and to ignore them.
Also weren't like child labor laws and stuff.
Well,
like,
to ignore them is at best disingenuous. Mm-hmm. Like you're cherry picking parts of our history to try to make yourself feel better. Now, one of the biggest growths in American history was after the Great Depression. It was under FDR. But anyone who also references that without also including the detriment that FDR had when talking about internment camps and stuff is also disingenuous. Mm-hmm. Like, so this whole idea of we really need to reach out to the Trump supporter and find out what makes them tick so that we can move past this and heal as a country. I can appreciate that hope. Like I get wanting to feel like that. I get wanting to not hate people who wear a certain shirt. I understand the desire to just want to be able to function in life without having to have these conversations on a daily basis. I get that, but it's not possible because we are not operating with the same set of facts. I can't have a conversation with a Trump supporter and decide how to get past it because we believe not just two different things. We don't even agree on what's actually happening.
And like it's not even the same page. You're in different books.
Right. We're not even in the same reality. Yeah. And until we can reach a point where we have that conversation and kind of touch on the root cause of it. And it's because these people, they've been lied to and they've been brainwashed. And I know it's easy to say that without solution. And it's like, oh, well, they don't know what they're talking about. They're in a cult. That's you can dismiss that easily and say, well, I'm giving up on them. I'm not saying we should give up on them, but you can't force people to see a reality that they refuse to see. It's like going to
to acknowledge it.
Well, it's like going to a woman like Stacey. Let's say you're married and I'm out at a bar, which I don't know why I'd be at a bar without you, but let's say that happens. Okay. Cause let's say you're married and I'm out at a bar without you. And I see your husband making out with some girl and I come to you and I tell you, hey, I saw Jeff making out
with my beloved husband, Jeff, obviously. Okay. Continue.
Making out
He's very smart.
Making out with his girl at the bar. You have two options at that point.
No, he's not.
Fucking Jif.
He's dumb. He's a dumb Jif.
Well, you can either accept what I'm telling you is reality and make your decisions then based on the reality that I've placed in front of you, or you can choose to head into denial and say that would never happen. This is how I see it. I know him. He means well, blah, blah, blah.
But these people, it's like I'm watching Jif make out with another woman, and he's telling me I'm not doing this right now with
But how often does that happen?
A lot.
People are easily tricked because that's where their comfort lies. Like, yeah. It's easy to convince yourself of something that you don't want to be true. And right. I'm not giving them an out. I'm not giving them an excuse. I'm saying we can't work together until we reach.
I agree with you on that, because I know a lot of white women who are older than I, who are Trump supporters. And I will say that, yeah, it's probably way easier for them to be like, yeah, Trump's the best, whatever, than to have to come to terms with their biases and their, it's easy. It's much more comfortable than having to acknowledge the things that they believe that just aren't.
Well, like, it'd true. Be like if like all of Jif's friends come to you and say, this didn't happen.
First of all,
it didn't happen that way. Right? Like, if you ever marry Jif, Stacey, it's over. But I'm just saying, like, it'd be
on a line in the sand.
Right in it. But like,
name is Jif.
But I think like there's that too, because it's like he has certain people behind him that also see what you're seeing, but decide to tell you that's not what you're seeing.
Well, the emperor has no clothes, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. It's like, oh no, he's got clothes on. What are you talking about? That's not his dick. You know, like, okay. Like, I don't want to see Trump's dick, but if you're telling me I'm not seeing Trump's dick,
took a hard right somewhere where I don't know where this is heading.
I should never drink wine. All right. I'm going back to vodka.
You're much more lucid and understandable when you're hammered from vodka, I have to say.
See?
No. the earth is healing itself.
This is Aaron talking, all right? Not the geeky gal pal.
I'm worried that the Democrats are going to think that it's over now because Trump, we're getting Trump out of office, but Trumpism, which is just a pseudonym for racism and all of the phobias, it's still going to exist. These people don't magically disappear because Trump's gone. Like, right. we didn't exile them into the phantom zone. Like, we're still going to have to deal with these people, and these issues still hold true. Like, there are still fake news outlets out there. They're turning on Fox in droves, and I personally believe it's because Trump is lining himself up to start his own network. And that
is one of the most
dangerous things that happens. On Trump
because Fox was like, reporting the news.
They like dip their tone reality for a second.
Right, for a hot second. Yeah. And people were like, no. And then they started advertising this other, since Stacey's not here, let me fill you guys in on Republican.
Well, it would be like if Jif, if you like confronted him with like, I heard you were cheating on me. And he was like, yeah. And you'd be like, oh, I wasn't prepared.
Right.
I didn't have a response.
I'm trying to see this other.
I'm glad we talked. Bye.
This other news network after Fox News pissed off all of the
Good
Trumpers.
Talk. Good talk.
You were supposed to go
finger
watch.
Guns. You guys couldn't see that, but Aaron just put up news.
Newsmax TV, real news, better talk.
OAN, InfoWars.
Newsmax makes me want to just go take a dump. Like, I just don't understand these fucking news networks that sad. They gave him a microphone.
We're getting real loosey-goosey with the term news, and as someone who is in a current relationship with about eight male anchors on CNN, I find that offensive personally.
Don't tell
Jif.
What do you guys think the next few months are going to look like?
A fucking shit show. All I'm thinking about, my thing right now is I don't see a lot of Trump news anymore because I just don't follow it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the minute the election was called, I was like, ah, bye.
That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried
about. I like that. Yeah. Well, I like, go ahead.
But like, I'm also like, I'm trying to find things to keep myself grounded because I do not want this to turn around and backfire on us. I'm scared. I'm worried about that. Like, and I think there's a part of me that's like, okay, no more worry. Yay. I've been worrying for 4 years. November fucking 4th, I started worrying of 2016 and I haven't stopped. And for the first time ever, it felt good to sleep, you know? And it's weird. And maybe people think that I'm a little nutty for saying that, but it felt great. And now I'm like, God, what happens if?
Well, and we should still be concerned because the house, we're hanging onto the house by a thread.
A thread.
Mm-hmm. And the Senate is still up in the air. And this is, I don't fault you for feeling like that. I think everyone needs a little bit of breathing room, but that is what worries me is Democrats get complacent and we end up with the biggest thing we had going for us with Trump was that he's a fucking dum-dum. It is very possible for another authoritarian to sneak in there who's much smarter, much more savvy, and much more of a smooth talker without the political shenanigans and racist history that's on the books that Trump has. And if we're not paying attention, you're going to get a much smoother, better looking, better all around
white guy.
Aesthetically pleasing man than Trump. Mm-hmm. And it's going to derail fucking everything because those people are ripe for the picking. Like,
yeah, they're gonna be like, oh, you enjoyed Trump? It's like, you know, oh, so you like mild camel lights? You're gonna love this racist cigarette plus. You know what I mean? Like, they're gonna be like, you like Trump? You're gonna love this guy.
Right.
Like, it's
The thing that gets me is that I agree. It is like, we all need some time to like decompress. And I will say that it's nice that he's so busy with all these bullshit lawsuits that keep getting thrown out that he's too busy with that to try to govern.
Womp womp.
What minimal governing he was doing anyways outside of like playing golf and stuff. But I do think he has his sights set on the Electoral College. I do think he is trying to go after and try and have. But I think they've looked at it and mathematically, anybody who would pledge their Electoral College votes without, or anybody that can, because their state allows it, that there's like mathematically, there's not a way for them to, what's the term?
I was going
to
ask that.
What's it called? I just forgot
faithless,
what it's called.
Faithless elector.
Faithless elector. Yeah. So I feel like they looked at it and like after they called Georgia and Nevada and Arizona, like mathematically of the ones that could do that there wasn't enough votes still.
Well, and the electoral, we actually did get a question about the Electoral College, which I thought we could do at a different time, the pros and cons of having it, but the Electoral College has to fucking go. It has to go. Like, it's such an antiquated bullshit system. I
know, let's not get into it right now.
I definitely think, I would love to one day talk about it though, because I know you've talked about ranked choice voting before, Jackie, and I don't know if I necessarily, like, I've obviously done some research about it, but I would think it would be awesome to talk about it on here one time.
Well, the other thing that concerns me is, I mean, we won, the Democrats won the Electoral College and the popular vote, but 10 million more people voted, like, additional people from 2016 voted for Trump, which means that his voice, Trumpism, is resonating with way more of the population than the Democrats saw coming. And they really need to do some like serious
something about that,
soul searching about what we're missing, what makes this so appealing. Because I mean, I think, yes, of those 70 million people, I think 30% of them are just fucking terrible human beings. Like, they're racist. Right. They're all of the things that we have already discussed on here. But I do think there's a population of them that, or a percentage of them that doesn't delve into politics. They're not super familiar with all of the shenanigans. They don't talk about it the way we talk about it. They only get involved like the last few months of an election. So they're not actually like fully aware of all of the things, and something still spoke to them, and they voted for him in spite of all of the bullshit. And the Democrats can continue to play the like, well, he's just a terrible person, which he is, all they want, but we got to figure out what is triggering the desire.
70 million people or whatever voted for him. Or
70 million.
Yeah.
And even some of the Republicans that only vote for Republican, you know what I mean? Like, even if they would have voted Joe Biden, it wasn't like they were voting for some liberal fucking Democrat. Like, he's so moderate in so many things. Like, it's like, you can still vote for him and everything's gonna be fine.
Right.
Like, it's gonna be more fine if you vote for him than, like, the amount of things that people could lose if Trump continued to be in office. I don't think people understand that. It's not just, you know, your money, your free, like,
at this point, it's like your life.
Yeah. Like, it's like your literal life is in this man's hands, and that's what he wants because he doesn't give a fuck about you. He does not care.
Well, just look at the difference.
I don't need to tell you guys.
He put Jared Kushner in charge of COVID response, and Joe Biden put a bunch of doctors.
Right.
Right there, I feel like we're off to a great start.
Right. Did you guys watch that Total Control, Totally Under Control on, I think it's Hulu?
Mm-mm. No.
It's a documentary that was like made in secret during the entire pandemic. And it's all about like how all these people basically spoke up and were never listened to.
Oh,
and
wow.
One of the main people in like that spoke up and was like, we are not doing enough for this pandemic, is now on the coronavirus task force for Biden.
Right.
Like, he got fired, and then it was basically Biden was snatched.
This
right
goes
up.
Back to what we're talking about, though. the voices divorced from reality are getting too much traction. Like, there's a genuine distrust in our government, which is why Q has gained so much viability.
It's
why people are looking to these. It's the same reason why even in like one of the most pivotal elections of our lifetime, people still voted for Joe Jorgensen. Like, all of these reasons that take place or that are in existence right now, where the Democrats are missing something. They're not paying attention to something, and they have to fucking figure it out, because the polling's off. Like, they're not talking to the right people. They're missing like some underlying ailment that is wrong with this country, because what happened in this election cycle, we won this time, but that doesn't mean we'll win next. Like, they're already like, yeah, Trump's talking about running in 2024, and God help us all if he fucking does. God. But they have a whole bunch of Trump's lined up to take his place. Don Jr., Ivanka. Do you know what's going to happen if Ivanka, if they run her?
All those white women.
Well, it's funny because I was reading this New York Times article today about like, oh, Jared and Ivanka don't know, like, how are they going to go back to Manhattan when nobody cares about them and blah, blah, blah. And what is their lives now? And I'm like, you guys are focusing on the wrong fucking things. Mm-hmm. Like, she's in a perfect position. Talk about someone who is more well-spoken, better looking, checks boxes for suburban white women. Mm-hmm. Like, you run Ivanka Trump, and we're talking about a whole different ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are the things that continue to keep me up at night, and I'm not trying to stress anybody out a week after Biden won.
Jackie.
We have to pay attention. We have to pay attention because they're going to start sneaking these people in, and it's going to be a breeze.
I think that's the dangerous thing, right? Is we're acting as if he's going to go away November 20th.
No.
But he could
he
still
might.
Want to be. But he
January
could still
20th.
Want to be. Oh my God, what'd I say?
November, which I mean, that'd be great because that's
that'd be great. That's Friday, right?
Delightful. Wishful
Please.
Thinking. But that's
from
that's
your
even,
lips to Jod's ears.
That's assuming he doesn't want to be involved in the party anymore. Which is what we're all assuming, like everything else, he'll get tired of it and go back to doing something else. But he could want to
But he has so many people that have elevated him.
I know. I just hope he does. I hope he starts that TV network and that's what he focuses on. And he decides that politics is
fails
stupid.
Just like every right.
And then that goes under just like all the other businesses. Yeah, like
Trump and University and Trump Steaks. Because I would never eat that Trump cow.
Okay, Trump Steaks is like objectively funny though. Like
it is. Okay. Speaking of objectively
funny. Is it a horse?
Oh.
How is it dog
funny?
Meat?
We don't know.
Oh. How funny was the Four Seasons total landscape?
Okay, no, that was fucking bad.
I thought that was literally just a misspeak. When that happened, I was like, oh, they just mistyped that.
Okay, two theories. One is that they were like, we're going to be at the Four Seasons. And the Four Seasons was like, nah. And then they were like, fuck, we already said Four Seasons. We need to find something with the name Four Seasons. And they went with that place. That's what I would like to think.
I feel like that.
They got dicked by the Four Seasons.
I think it was way more incompetent than that. I think they Googled Four Seasons to get like the contact information. That was the first thing that popped up because of the proximity. They called and the owner was like, well, I mean, fucking sure. Okay. Like, I'll take your money.
All my mowers are out.
The fact that was like
I
the one
I can squeeze
thing.
You in from 2 to 4 before right, the guys yeah, get back. Yeah,
right. Before the guys get in? As long as you don't deport my guys, we're
easy
fine.
Easy.
The funny thing is, too, like, my dad hated Trump. Like, with a fervor that I don't think is paralleled by even us. Wow. And, like, it was so funny because my whole family was like, man, we're really hoping he's pulling some strings because he, you know, he passed away in February. And so we were like, we just need you to really help out with this election. I think that what, like, that's
that
what
dad.
He did. I 100% think him putting Rudy Giuliani at a Trump 2020 press conference between a crematorium and a dildo store is like the most my dad thing that has literally ever happened. My whole family was like,
I'm comfortable giving him credit for that.
I appreciate that.
Say it was your dad for sure.
Yeah,
heard it here first, folks.
Yep, Chris Dempsey orchestrated the Four Seasons. I mean, they are like, you can buy on Etsy now. You can buy like mugs that are Four Seasons total landscaping.
Well, didn't
like,
Zoom
mugs.
Have the background, or was that just a joke? Okay, I was like, that's
well, I think there's somebody made it so you can like upload it, but. The memes that have come from Four Seasons Total Landscaping, it was like the gift that keeps on giving. They also had the one guy that was there talking who is a convicted sex offender. It just
which is pretty on brand for them. I mean, really.
Right next to Giuliani.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's married his cousin. Like,
What was that tweet you retweeted, Jackie, that was like, is anybody surprised that Trump continues to push himself on us after we've said no? shockingly, that's the most accurate thing that's ever been said.
Right. What else are you guys obsessed with this week?
Oh, God, I don't even know. This week was so crazy for me. This was like a crazy work week. So I don't know. I've been trying to watch like all the Christmas movies, and of course some of them are so stupid.
Do you watch Holiday?
Yeah, I've watched it like literally 5 times.
Okay, so that was we finally watched it last night, and
I told her that you wouldn't hate that one because it was funny enough.
It was super funny. Okay, when they played Yo Bitch Get Out the Way at that Easter egg hunt, I was like, this is cinematic perfection.
Yeah,
like this is
it was
so
like a
good
Christmas movie, but they were saying fuck a lot, and I was like, and then Kristen Chenoweth is like the slutty aunt, and I was so like, great. I love this movie.
Well, plus it wasn't just it for a Christmas movie. It's like it's at the top. It's very
well because it's not
funny.
Like a small town Christmas ornament store owner loses the spirit of Christmas, and the big town lawyer has to move to the small. Like
did
it
you,
wasn't.
Did
that.
You see that TikTok I sent you?
Yeah,
where it was like
yeah,
that one fucking cracked me up.
My sister got married. Congratulations, Julian Kennedy.
Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
What else are you guys obsessed with?
The Christmas movies, and then I don't know.
So
Piper's been real cute lately.
I've been watching The 100. Couple episodes. Yeah.
Oh. So, that reminds me. Come back to me when you're done.
So, but I also squeezed in The Queen's Gambit.
Okay, I'm sorry. You squeezed in an entirely different show while you were watching The 100.
I'm sorry. I think, did you just pronounce The West Wing The Queen's Gambit? That's very odd pronouncing. Jambit.
I was just going to say that. The Queen's Jambit.
I heard that's how it's pronounced.
So I have been, like, aside from editing for Swift Vengeance, which is going to be a fucking masterpiece, BT dub. I also haven't been sleeping well again. So I stay up late and watch TV. So there you go. I've been watching The West Wing and The 100 and The fucking Queen's Gambit, which is really good.
Jambit.
Queen's fuck off.
Oh! Grey's Anatomy came back.
You mean Dre's?
Dre's Anatomy came back, and it was so good. And I don't know if I'm going to spoil anything, I feel like if people aren't,
I don't watch it.
DM me, and we can talk about Grey's Anatomy because I got in my feels, and then I decided I wanted to go back and watch it from the beginning, then I decided that was too much. And it gave me anxiety.
Isn't there like 20 some seasons or some bullshit?
So then I just found a compilation of all the like Derek and Meredith scenes from all the years. And that was
100 with us.
Like enough. Well, hold on. You also told me to watch Rain.
See, like this is the problem. You put a lot on our plates and they get pissed when we don't.
Well, now hold on. Here's what happened with Rain. So I didn't start that. But then when I was watching my compilation videos of Derek and Meredith, one came up from Rain, and then I saw the one couple's like whole thing from the whole show. So now I feel like I have to start watching it.
Mm-hmm. 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 So I started watching Fear the Walking Dead because
I'm just shocked that you're continuing on.
I'm not talking to you right now. Completely fucking, you've bailed on me several times now.
How? I'm still watching The 100. I don't understand this.
But what about The West Wing? I don't believe you. Where are you at in The West Wing?
The end. Oh, it's like almost the end of season 5. Okay. Remember, I told you I had to
I wish everyone could see like the conviction on Aaron's face.
I started rewatching season 1 and 2 with Gail because she started with me at the end of season 2. So now we're caught up. We just started again in season 5. We're past the shutdown.
You look like Mitch McConnell trying to explain why he went ahead.
I am so sad that you would ever compare me to Mitch McConnell. Like that may be a deal breaker. Deal breaker. Deal breaker. I cannot
you
believe
guys are,
that.
You have a lot in common. You both have vaginas. It's just yours and your crotch and his is on his neck. That was objectively funny, Aaron.
I thought it was funny.
It was also just like shockingly sad that I have been compared to Mitch McConnell. Like,
do you think Lindsey Graham thinks about putting his penis in Mitch McConnell's vagina neck?
No, he thinks about putting in his butthole.
Just like sliding it through his vagina. Gay man.
Okay. Have you guys been watching Saturday Night Live at all this season though?
Mm-mm. Yes.
Because it's been so good. But the one with John Mulaney
Aaron,
with
when
the
do
headless.
You work?
I don't.
The one with John Mulaney with the headless horseman.
Oh.
I was done.
That was good.
Haven't watched it, you should. They did this like headless horseman sketch. Were basically all the guys that ride up and like find the headless horseman basically are beating around the bush asking him if he fucks the head. Like if he makes his own head go down on himself.
There's a lot of horse sex jokes going on in our world today.
It's really shocking.
It's not a joke.
It's not a joke. It's a real thing.
So I started watching Fear the Walking Dead because Lexa from the 100 is in it. And the first few seasons, I was like, oh my God, this is fucking terrible. Full disclosure, I was not a fan of The Walking Dead. So I knew this one was going to be a stretch for me. But there was enough like good episodes that it kept me like somewhat interested in between the like, oh my God, some of the characters are some of the most obnoxious on TV, but they've been pretty much killed off at this point. So that's fine. But I got to the end of season three, and it's pretty good. So I'm like, I'm watching that. And I also picked up where I left off several years ago of watching Madam Secretary. I stopped when Trump got elected because I was just so bitter that it was like, anyway.
Hit too close to home.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Hillary definitely got the raw end of the deal, and it made me sad. So yeah. I stopped watching it, but then I started watching it again because there's a lot of hope weaving into like the premise of the show, and you hope that your political leaders behave are an astute as the characters in this show. So I've kind of like felt a new love for it. I don't know if I would have started I started watching it again because of the plane ride that I had to take. So mm-hmm. it was able for me to like watch several episodes at a time, but it's very good. And Fear the Walking Dead, Lexa is just, she needs to be more things. Alyssa Durnham Carey is her actual name. She needs to be in more things because she's an underrated actress. She's very, very talented. So
and she's very, very hot.
She's very, very hot. Very hot. Look,
Jackie just likes her for the articles. he likes her acting.
She's an artist.
Yeah,
she's an artist, and she's really good at her art.
Her art
is good.
I just want to focus on my art, Mom.
I just want to look at your artistic abs.
Artistic.
They're good. She's very, so you give the Fear of the Walking Dead thumbs up? Are you talking to me now? I don't know.
No, you know what? I'm not recommending any fucking shows to you from now on. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I tried to watch Fear the Walking Dead and I gave up. So well, I told
that's
you.
That's on you. I have no opinion.
Why do I come back? I don't know.
So awkward.
I don't know why I come back. I'm a battered woman.
I don't like when you fight. I don't like when you fight.
Go vote for Trump.
Me? Do we have two Christmases now?
Probably, God.
Oh, we're not breaking up, Aaron. Suck it up.
Yeah, you're stuck with us, dummy.
Fake news! Fake news!
You dummy.
You dummy.
Well, I think that's it for us this week, guys.
That's it.
Hope you had a good weekend. And we will catch you next Friday night. So have a good work week. Stay safe. Stay healthy.
Unless I'm on a date with Jif. Wait, who knows?
I mean, he might be making out with someone else.
Friday night, date night.
If you ever bring someone home named Jif, we're going to have to put the kibosh on that real quick. If he doesn't let us call him Jif.
Like his name can be Jif.
Yeah.
But we're going to call you Jif.
And if that's not okay, there's just not space for you in our lives. Yeah. Right. You're going to have to go.
Yeah. You didn't win the popular vote or the
election. Well, no one can trust fucking Florida. Who knows where their votes are going?
That's true. You never know what Florida's going to do over there.
I love
real wild card.
So much. So much.
Love you.
Love.
Wash your hands. Wear a mask.
Wear your masks, motherfuckers.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel passionate tonight.
White front to back.
It's the vino.
White front to back.
Never go ass to mouth.
Oh, my God. Have a good week, everyone. Bye.
Wash your hands. Bye.